For the sample PN of these urgent care, today's date is 08/09/2025. The patient is for Miss Angela Jenkins. Correction, Jensen. Jensen spells J-E-N-S-E-N. Angela spells A-N-G-E-L-A. Date of birth is 03/21/1964. This is a 61-year-old female here with suprapubic pain, period. Patient said this has been going on for approximately a week or more. Said she was seen at another facility. She was seen there for runny nose, which has been going on for a while, but now is having pain and pressure in her sinus region, period. She said she was treated at the other facility, but they didn't give us her anything for her sinus or anything for her suprapubic pain, period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. Patient reports frequent urination. Next line, she reports nasal discharge as green, congested nares. Next line, she reports pressure in her frontal and maxillary sinuses. Next line, she reports throat pain. She reports painful swallowing. Next line, next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert, oriented. In mild distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% at room air. Blood pressure is 120 over 71. Pulse 87, respiration 18, temperature 98.1, period. Next paragraph, face, then the maxillary and frontal sinuses. Also, ethmoid sinuses, then it's palpation, period. Next paragraph. Next line, nose, congested, green discharge, erythematous and edematous turbinates, period. Next paragraph. Throat, erythematous and edematous, pharynx, lancet, pharynx, tonsils and uvula. Next line, no exudates is present. Uvula is midline and mobile. Next paragraph, neck. Full range of motion and rigidity. No meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory. Good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac. Regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs. No peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen, she has tenderness in the palpation, the suprapubic region. There is guarding, normal bowel sounds, period, no organomegaly, no rigidity, period, no peritoneal signs, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, up on lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented, 3, cranial nerves, 2, 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions and normal, mood and affect a normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is acute cystitis, number 2 is acute rhinitis, number 3 is acute sinusitis, number 4 is dysuria, number 5 is frequency, period. Next paragraph. An ultrasound was done of patient's abdomen and pelvic. Ultrasound revealed thickened bladder wall, suspicious for cystitis. Next paragraph. Patient declined COVID, strep, and flu tests. She indicated that when she was at the other facilities yesterday, she had these tests done, and these tests were negative, period. She was sent home with the following medication. 1, amoxicillin, 875 milligrams, 1 POB ID for 10 days, number 20. Next medication, Singulair, 10 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 30 days, number 30. Next medication, Diflucan, 150 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 1 day. And this is for prophylaxis yeast infection. She gets yeast infections easily whenever she takes antibiotics, period. Next paragraph. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of the patient.